two little brothers and a mum and dad, and I, yeah, that's the tough part about being here. I love them a lot, and I miss them.
Let's talk about this with writer and philosopher Ryan Holiday, who hosts the Daily Stoic podcast. He also wrote the book The Daily Dad, a book on Stoic philosophy designed for fatherhood. Ryan, great to chat with you as always. The response that I've seen online to this has been overwhelmingly positive. People have empathized with Wilson, but some are mocking his display of emotion. They've called him a crybaby, a wimp, saying that he should get a girlfriend and just FaceTime his family. Why do you think that this expression of emotion from a young man, a football player, elicits these kinds of responses?
I think it makes us uncomfortable. Maybe we think, would our son miss us that much, that far across the world? The irony of it is that sports are incredibly emotional. That's why we love them. And there's certain kinds of emotions that we accept from athletes, you know, anger. We might even accept crying in happiness. But as soon as it sort of veers into a place of vulnerability, then we get uncomfortable and we judge and we condemn.
I told you last time that we spoke that the next time we would chat, I would nerd out about Marcus Aurelius, and I'm about to do that. Being that you're a proponent of Stoicism, this idea that many of our emotions or passions cloud our reasoned judgment, that we shouldn't dedicate energy to things we can't control. Do you think that Seneca or Marcus Aurelius would tell Archie Wilson to stop crying?
I've got Marcus Aurelius behind me on the shelf, and I know from the historical record that he wouldn't. We have four stories about Marcus Aurelius, the emperor of Rome, breaking down into tears. A famous one actually involves him as a young man, probably Archie's age. One of his favorite teachers dies, and he starts to cry, and one of the other philosophers comes up to him and tries to tell him to stop, that this isn't manly, this isn't what we do. And actually, the then emperor of Rome, Antoninus, stops the teacher and he says, let the boy be human. He says, neither empire nor philosophy takes away natural feeling. And we have stories about Marcus crying in grief over an earthquake, over the plague. We even have a story of him crying when he loses the chance to grant clemency to one of his arch enemies. So, yes, the Stoics were about not being blinded by or deceived by our emotions. But that doesn't mean they didn't have them and that they weren't human beings. I think there's something different about crying in a press conference because you're sad and then being so debilitated by it that you can't play or that you turn around and go home. And so that's what Stoicism is. It's not the elimination of the emotion. It's the understanding of it, the processing of it, the being aware enough to have it, and then deciding what you're gonna do after.
I think some of the chatter online about this specific incident is sort of a microcosm of a larger question about masculinity. And I want to ask you about why you think masculinity has become so political and in some ways a commercial product. These tough guy retreats and boot camps and influencers that peddle a certain vision of masculinity. It seems like there's a demographic of men out there who are responsive to the idea that manhood itself is under attack. I wonder if you think it is.
Well, there's this sort of performative, insecure masculinity that seems to be very concerned with what other people do and how other people live. Even if you wouldn't cry in this situation, why does it matter to you that somebody else who's objectively tough, objectively in great shape, objectively great at what they do, who's courageous enough to move to a new country and you know play an American sport, it's something we should be impressed by. And instead, I think, instead of being impressed, some people are threatened by that, or they feel the desire to mock it or make fun of it. I am concerned with what I'm doing, with my emotions in my life. I don't spend a lot of time that concerned about other people's masculinity. And I guess that is not a common view these days, unfortunately.
Ryan Holiday, thanks so much for joining us. His new book, Wisdom Takes Work, is now available for pre-order.